Welcome back to the WJR Gardening Show, sponsored by English Gardens. Visit an English Gardens location near you this weekend and get 40% off one regular priced item with code WJR23. That's code WJR23. This weekend's live in Royal Oak, celebrating Arbor Day at English Gardens. Once again, here's your host, Ann Thomas.
Well, it's great to be here at the English Gardens on Coolidge in Royal Oak on this last Saturday in April. We're celebrating Arbor Day weekend, and we're getting ready for Mother's Day. The store is open until 7 o'clock. It opens again tomorrow at 9 o'clock. And I'm here with Mark Baker. He is the English Gardens Corporate Floral Coordinator. And we also have Jen Lau, a Master Gardener at English Gardens. We're taking your questions, 1-800-859-0WJR. And Mark, because Mother's Day really is just around the corner, give us some good ideas for Mom.
Some great ideas for Mom are some beautiful bouquets we will be having. Always remember, Mom loves all flowers, everything.
That's true.
Anything beautiful, Mom loves. So, think of her favorite flowers, her favorite colors. Here at English Gardens, we can put together beautiful bouquets. We have a wonderful sale, buy four, get the fifth free on all our stems, greens, and flowers. We can make some beautiful bouquets or arrangements. Even in your own special vase for Mom, you can bring in your own vase and we can create something beautiful for her.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. So lots of beautiful things that we can do here.
And you've also got hanging baskets. I mean, there's all kinds of things. You can just come in and pick something right off the floor.
Yeah, hanging baskets. Yeah, hanging baskets, planters. We have beautiful candle sets. Lots of beautiful accessories, garden accessories, tools, garden gloves. Help me out here, Jen.
Wind chimes.
Oh, that's
you
a good
know,
one.
Burn
yeah.
baths.
Yes, all sorts of neat things. Yeah. Little baby sculptures.
Yeah, lots of really pretty things. So
you can really personalize it, Mark.
Yes.
You do a wonderful job.
Thanks
Mark.
So much.
You've also got some great deals all the way around. You've got Happy Arbor Day, which is 30 to 40% off arborvitas and boxwoods. I mean, that's a pretty good deal. And then this is May 10th, from 11 o'clock to 6 o'clock, do-it-yourself container day. And I would think that would be a really fun thing to do. There's all kinds of deals, plus you'd get some help, right, Jen, putting containers together, because that can be a bit of a trick.
Before the pandemic, you know, that was just one of our all-time favorite things to do, is to show someone how to do something. And it's not intimidating that way anymore. And then they can get their own creativity, you know, involved. And then once they actually physically do it themselves, they've got the confidence. So, yes.
And container gardening is a great way to go, especially if you're just starting out or you're in a small space. Can you give some advice on how to put together a container, kind of like what Mark talks about with putting together an arrangement? I know there are some tricks of the trade on this.
There are. Almost like the most beautiful arrangements, when you make something really extraordinary, Mark, you know, you mix a lot of different things together, but there's always something with height.
Always.
And that's kind of a nice, maybe you don't think of it ahead of time, but when you have something tall in the middle,
that's in
really,
the middle.
Yep, that always helps. And because you want it to, like, you know, not fall over or be against the wall or might shade something too much, if it's in the middle, it just kind of stands out and you can see it that way from all sides.
And is that called the thriller?
Yes, it is.
I'm learning.
Thriller, filler, spiller. So the filler, you first plant the tall, the thriller, then you fill it in with plants that'll be not quite as tall as that. That's the filler. And then in the end, that's when these are tricks that someone might not know. Oh, my gosh, I don't know how to do this. You plant the tall thing in the middle, then the things around it, and then something that might spill over on the side. Now, of course, you may not know anything about these plants. You just come and ask one of us, which ones fall over and look pretty and flower all the time? What colors look nice together? And it's easy as pie. You know, some people don't have a garden at all. And it's nice. You can have a pot on your balcony or your porch or outside your front door, and it's manageable because it's right there. You know, I don't have to remember to water it. It's right there. And it's beautiful for when you enter your own home and makes you feel good. And that's the most important thing about flowers.
It sounds like a dog has come in to do some gardening with us today and get some advice, too. We also have that WJR23 coupon where if you mention WJR23, you get 40% off one regularly priced item. That's a good deal. And then through tomorrow, a 10-stem tulip bunch for 25% off. So lots of really great deals right now. When you're doing container gardening, you've got to change the soil every year, right?
Oh, that's a good question.
Because I don't, and I think that's been a mistake.
Mother Nature moves, and so she moves nutrition along with it. In a pot, that's all it's got, and it uses it up. I mean, it makes sense once you talk about it. Of course, it's natural to think, well, there's soil in there. It's got to be good for a while. It's not like I have to change out Mother Nature all the time. But because it's just so contained, you need to refresh it. And just putting in a little bit of fertilizer is not nearly enough. If you have a huge container, you can absolutely think about, well, you know, say it's something that's 3 foot high. The plants are not going to grow down into the bottom of the pot. You can save some money that way and your back by leaving the stuff on the very bottom. But think about for sure, you know, a good foot down. It's so worth it. Let me help save you from the disappointment. If you put in pot plants into quote unquote dead soil that doesn't have any nutrition in it, they are not going to look what you want them to look like. So with that one simple tip, just put in some fresh soil and the top foot at least, and everything will be a huge difference.
What kind of soil do you recommend?
Whenever you put something in a container, in a pot, it's condensed. If you take Mother Nature from outside, it works outside. I understand. It's someone thinking it's got to work just fine in here. It's heavy. It's thick. It's condensed. Mother Nature moves. She's not going to move in a pot. You need to use potting soil. They also called it container soil, same thing. But you'll notice those little white pebbles in there, and that just makes sure that there's oxygen for the plants to breathe. So you just use some good container or potting mix, pick some nice flowers, give it a little food every once in a while, because in a container, you are watering it a lot more. You know, especially if it's a hanging basket and it's hanging in the air and the wind's blowing and it's drying out, you might be watering that baby every single day. And, you know, when it's summer and it's July and it's 90, and that leaches out all the nutrition. So you do have to remember to give your pots some extra fertilizer every once in a while. Every couple of weeks is best. But if it's not every couple of weeks, still try to maintain some regularity, and you're going to notice a huge difference.
Oh, that's great advice. And with regard to you, Mark Baker, with the fresh flowers, you want the water changed out to keep the arrangement nice. So talk about that.
Always. You know, every 2 days or so, clean out the water, recut the stems, and like I mentioned before, always add some preservative or even adding some citrus, a squeeze of lemon or lime really helps clean the bacteria out and lets those flower stems drink their water. So
now when you say citrus, are you just talking about like a lemon juice or?
Fresh lemon juice or lime juice. Even actually I've put a little bit of like 7-Up or like Sprite pop in the water. The oxygen and carbonation of the pop actually helps open up those flower stems to help them drink.
And what about like a fertilizer for fresh flowers?
That does help. A little bit of floral preservative does help, but really keeping the water clean is the biggest important key to keeping your arrangement fresh.
I didn't know it was every couple of days.
Yeah.
You know, until I learned.
A lot of people don't.
What a difference that makes.
It does. It does. And giving them a fresh cut, too, really helps. The bottoms of the stems kind of get dry, and they can't drink water. So giving them a fresh cut every other day will prolong the life of them.
Huge difference,
yeah.
I've noticed.
Yes, absolutely.
And if you do that, how long should you expect the arrangement to last?
Again, depending on the flowers, but you know, 5 to 10 days or so. Like I said, hydrangeas tend to flop pretty fast.
But the carnations are like a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Alstroemerias a couple of weeks.
Moms, palms, those types of flowers, they can last a couple of weeks for sure.
You know what I would love to be able to do is to reuse all those wedding flowers because, you know, they're so beautiful.
They are.
The night or the day of the wedding, and then you think to yourself, oh, what happens to them after that?
Yeah. I mean, you can take, people take them home, reuse them, make smaller arrangements from the big arrangements. But yeah, flowers are just beautiful.
They really are. Mark Baker, English Gardens Corporate Floral Coordinator, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks so much, Ann. It's been a pleasure.
It's nice to meet you. And
you
Jen
too.
Lau, a master gardener at English Gardens, thank you for joining us today.
It's always a lot of fun. Thank you, Ann.
And we do want our listeners to know they can come in here anytime.
Anytime. We're here to help.
You've been listening to the WJR Gardening Show, sponsored by English Gardens. I'm Ann Thomas. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.